Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey there! Happy Thursday, or wherever you're watching. Feeling fiery today. So it's like I'm going to jump on and do a live. I'm feeling this Sagittarius energy that's coming in tomorrow or whenever you're watching. My rising sign, I'm massively into astrology. My rising sign is Sagittarius. So like, obviously that's your outward personality, the side of you that the world sees. So like that is my rising sign. So I can really feel this fire energy kind of coming through, especially from the Scorpio energy of that we've been in. That's like my dominant sign, or my dominant energy, as I've recently discovered. So it's all very, very cool. So I'm feeling fiery. I had some messages I wanted to share. I've been working on my YouTube channel. I've been blogging and everything, and just feeling good. And like I want to share some more truth, which is what I do naturally anyway. So I blogged today. So let me know if you're watching, you know, where you're watching from. Let me know in comments as well if you're watching on replay. And also, because I'm going to put this on YouTube as well, hello to my YouTube viewers. So I want to talk about truth and speaking your truth and everything. This is something that, hi Andrew, this is something that I speak a lot about. And I've been blogging today around your truth is your greatest asset. And what do I mean by that? This is like your truth is your greatest asset for your vision and expansion. This is about owning who the fuck you are. This is about really stepping into your vision, your purpose, your highest kind of potential and your highest capacity for what it is that you're here to do in this lifetime. That's what your truth is. And so many people kind of hold back on it, or they'll say, oh yeah, I'm speaking my truth, but they're not, because they're still holding back and being like a Billy Bullshitter, basically. You have to, really, in order to connect with your highest self, in order to call in the vision that you have for this lifetime, you have to let go of needing to be liked, needing to be, needing to fit in with certain rules and regulations and everything. And I wrote about this on my blog today, and I will link the blog underneath as well. I did share it on Facebook earlier. But your truth is your greatest asset, because this is like, for so many of us, we've been silenced for so long. I was fucking silenced for so long for being myself. And I didn't realize until I went through my awakening, until I left my marriage, that I had been silenced for so long for being myself. And like, I had people saying to me, oh my God, like you're being really weird. Like, who are you? I'm like, I'm just being me. Who the fuck gives a shit kind of thing. But a lot of us, you know, we're conditioned by our parents, by society, by the schooling system, by the matrix that we live in and everything. We're conditioned by all of that to appear in a certain way, to show up in a certain way, to say certain things, to do certain things, to be certain things or whatever. And it kind of like dims our light. It kind of like, I don't know, you know, washes away your actual authenticity, because you're trying to dance like a fucking puppet to whatever strings are being pulled to keep you playing small, to keep you not showing up as yourself, to keep your truth hidden, because the people that want to keep your truth hidden, the people that seek to ask you to tone it down, to dim it down and whatever, are those that feel threatened by your power, by your truth, by your vision, by the impact, by the expansion that you're here to create in this life. You feel threatened by it because chances are they probably didn't express their truth and their power and their authenticity enough in their lifetime. So they end up passing that on. And this is how like generational shit passes down through generations. With people adopting certain ways of being and people adopting certain ways of showing up is all because of their ancestors and what we've adopted as the norm. And as a parent, as a conscious parent, as a woke as fuck parent, I find it very, I find it harder sometimes because I know I'm very conscious of what I'm saying to my daughter. I'm very conscious of how I'm being. I'm very conscious of when certain behaviors trigger things within me. And I'm very conscious of that because for so long, especially as a child, it's like we're conditioned to do what our parents say, to be what our parents want us to be, to show up in a certain way, to not be too much or too loud, to not be seen enough, or to tone it down, or stop being too loud, or stop being silly, or whatever it is that parents say to us. And I catch myself with my own daughter, I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't say that, because, like, you know, she is who she is, you know, free fucking spirit kind of thing. But we kind of dim our light and we dim our truth, and we do that in order to fit in order to appease people, in order to be that people pleaser and to be liked and to be accepted and everything, when really you end up feeling shit when you're not speaking your truth, when you're not being authentic, when you're not being yourself. Because it's like, as a reference to my blog, it's like a dam. If you imagine a dam, and you've got the wall of the dam, if you think of like the Hoover Dam or somewhere, like, was it the biggest dam in the world? I don't know. And you've got the wall of the dam, and you've got the water that's pushing against it constantly. That is your authenticity. That is your truth. That is there. And these are the boundaries and the bullshit that you've bought into, that the, you know, that's holding back this power and this magic and this potency and this truth. And it's holding it all back, and it keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, until a crack starts to appear, a tiny little crack, a little hairline crack starts to appear in that damn wall, and the water keeps pushing, your truth, your authenticity, your higher self, your vision keep pushing against it until it starts to crack more, and eventually it busts open. And that's when you're like, fuck me, like, where have I been all my life? Here I am, bitches, kind of thing. Because that's what happens when people... when people have denied their purpose, when people have denied their truth for so long and they've held back on it, you cannot help but show up. You cannot help but launch your power and your truth and your magic and your vision and everything and show up in a way that is totally unique to you when you've held back for so long. And like for me, last year, the catalyst for me was my marriage, when I left my marriage, because it was toxic as fuck kind of thing. So I left it, moved on, became a single parent, left my marriage, basically had to like burn everything down around me, not literally, but figuratively, burn everything down around me in order to rebuild as myself and to rebuild the foundations of who I am and to be that fucking phoenix, because that's what I am. But so many people are scared of their truth. So many people are scared to do that. You're buying into bullshit. You're buying into fears. You're buying into illusion. You're allowing the shadows to control you instead of realizing that the shadows are what are there to actually help expand you. This is my bag, shadow alchemy. You know, when you understand your shadows and you understand what's there and what's kind of like lurking in the darkness and in the depths of your subconscious and your psyche, when you understand that, you can work with it, because that is very potent energy, very, very potent energy. And when you transform it and you alchemize it into your truth and into your power, it adopts a new identity. It's no longer that shadow energy. It helps you encapsulate the entirety of your vision by doing the shadow mastery, by doing the shadow alchemy, by understanding what's there and understanding why you dimmed your truth, why you turned the light down on yourself, and why you didn't show up enough because you're too fucking worried of what people would think. That was me. As a kid, I was like the shyest of the shyest kind of girls. I was super introverted, super shy, went along with things, didn't speak up for myself, witnessed, some shitty times with my parents' marriage and everything, and just wasn't really myself. And that's what my daughter's done for me, Maya, is like she's always been my savior anyway. Like I like to say, and I said this in my blog, I gave birth to her, but she gave new life to me, and she's my savior because she shows me by taking me back into that child realm what it's like to be a child, to reconnect with being a child within me, to really have fun, to really be expansive, to really just allow my magic to come out in a way that is just unique for me. And that's the thing, like that's what children are so good for. Like they really help us reconnect with who we truly are, because at our core, our essence of our being is the inner child. That's who we are. But your truth is your greatest asset. It always has been. And if you're dumbing it down, then ask yourself why. If you're toning it down because you're worried about offending people, then why? What is it that you're going to offend on? Because for me, to not be myself is more offensive to me than actually being myself. And I toned that down so long, not realizing that I was actually toning it down, not realizing that I was dimming my light and I was trying to fit in and everything. I didn't realize that until, like, obviously, I woke up and suddenly, like, the light bulbs went on. I was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I did that. But that's the thing, like, you have to understand what makes you unique. And that's your truth. It's what comes naturally to you. It's what flows naturally through you. It's what allows you to be expansive, and then that helps you connect with your vision, because you're here to do something in this life. Everyone is, irrelevant of whether you have a business or you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're here to do something and make a difference by you just being here. You make a fucking difference by you just being here. So whatever it is that you're here to do, show the fuck up and just be yourself and show up in a way that allows you to express your truth, to honor who you are, to honor your authenticity, because then that allows you to bring through your vision, to just to be to recognize your uniqueness and your greatness, and to really shine in the way that you're supposed to shine, because nobody's here to be fucking miserable. It's a choice. You either shine or you don't. But when you recognize that you're here for more, that you're here to do more, then show the fuck up. Honor your truth, allow yourself to express your truth and be yourself. Like, stop trying to compare yourself to other people or fretting what other people are doing or worrying what people think. Who gives a fuck? Just be yourself. That's all you can do is be yourself. My heart chakra is going massively right now. All you can do is be yourself. Because when you be yourself, you show other people what it's like to be themselves too. This isn't about you. Stop making it about yourself by not showing up. Show the fuck up and be yourself, because it's like you're giving permission then. Not that people need permission, but they seem to think they do as humans. You're giving them permission then to show up in a way that they've probably never shown up before. By you holding back from who you are, stops other people from stepping into their greatness too. It's not about you, it's about the people that you impact on by being yourself, by honoring your truth, by stepping into your greatness. It's never about you, it's about those people that you impact on. So that is my message for today. I will link the blog post below. But also, if you I do have my mastermind, my monthly mastermind, the Vortex, going on as well at the moment, which is full of like epic channel transmissions to really activate what's already within you, to literally light a fucking fire within you, to step into your greatness, to step into your truth, especially for spiritual entrepreneurs. We light that fire, we activate everything that's within you already, because it is. Nothing is outside of you, it's always within you. That's what we do in the Vortex. So if you want some more information, reach out to me or I'll link it below. It's $111 a month. There's no commitments or anything like that. Come and go as you please. You get access to my psychic intuitive abilities. Like, I'm a fucking shit hot oracle, a psychic intuitive. You can show up in a way that is expansive for you. You have my channel transmissions. I can tap into your energy within the group as well to really give you some guidance as a visionary. I see the bigger picture. I see, and as a clairvoyant, I see the bigger picture. I see how the jigsaw pieces fit together, and I see the next steps for you to take. So it's $111 a month, but no commitment, cancel any time. So I'll link that below as well. Thank you so much for watching. Have an awesome day, and I'll chat to you soon. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.